Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 38. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with me, Justin Smith, and the wonderful Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, and hello. How is life treating you? You've had an interesting couple of days and an interesting couple of weeks ahead.
Yes, yes. It's all happening here in Collie's world. Was away at the weekend for a Premier League match between Arsenal and Liverpool with my future son-in-law.
And you didn't get the result you wanted?
I didn't get the result I wanted in both the match and in hangovers territory. But, you know, fun was had and I got to relive my youth for a few hours.
But Colm, I thought you were off the beer.
Well, yes, I thought I was off the beer too, but I'm not, apparently.
And I thought that you were also off the beer when you were playing a game with Ruth the other day, and she said you were there on camera with a beer.
Yes, yes, that is true, yes. Yes, I cannot escape the eyes of Justin and his minions, as they say. Not calling Ruth a minion now, of course not, but, you know, I expected the news would travel back to Justin in a timely manner, if not right there and then. But if he was away and his blood ball tore him in thingy-me-jigs, I would have guessed you would have said that. But I also alluded to this in the last podcast, Justin, as you may remember, that when you said you were and Root and the little awesomeness is coming over, and you said something like, oh, you'll have to get her, we'll have to sit in the non-drinking corner and we can have her a beer. But yes, I will be joining her. Anyway.
Taking Ruth for a Guinness.
Yes, taking Ruth for a Guinness. That's no euphemisms there for anything sexual or any kind, because I'm not that type of man. And if I was, Justin wouldn't be my friend. Anyway, so...
Wow, our sleeping habits would have been very, very different by now.
Yes. as you could tell, Justin, that went over my head, but I just tried to laugh and think...
Well, I just mean from the point of view of, you know, sharing sleeping accommodation and things like that.
Yes. True. Yes. Anyway,
I'm also aware that kind of killed the conversation. So back to you, Colin.
So last Sunday morning, Noel came up in his car to drive me up to the airport at 6:30. We were getting a flight for 10 o'clock, so I like to be up there in the airport nice and early, as you know.
We thought you were going to Liverpool. We didn't realise you were going to.
Yeah, London. Going to London. Yes, the next time we go, I will be going to Liverpool, but who knows when that'll be. Hopefully next year.
Where did you fly into?
Gatwick.
Okay.
Yes, Gatwick. I flew into Stansted when I was meeting you, didn't I?
That's right, yeah. Because there's supposedly like 5 airports for London, because you've got Heathrow and Gatwick, Stansted, Luton. And there's London City Airport. Oh, but then right. You've also got little places like Southend. I've got an airport. Okay,
right. So we flew with Aer Lingus. That was nice.
Did they let you have luggage?
I just hand luggage. I mean, a pair of jocks, a socks and a top, and that was it. I was good to go, buddy. So, no delays going over. That was great. We got to the travel lodge, which Noel previously was reading the reviews of this particular travel lodge, and it was not good. But It was a travelodge, so it was fine. I was going to say,
it's a travelodge. What are you expecting? It was probably about £30 a night.
So, don't. It was slightly higher than that because we got a twin room. So, because when he goes away, he usually gets the bunk beds or whatever when he goes with Rachel and Amelia. I said, you can have the double bed and I'll take the single. So anyway, of course we got there at 12-ish around that time. That was okay, but we weren't able to book in until 2. So
right.
He decided, well, I'll pay the extra to book in early because we wanted to be down at the Emirates by 2 because that's when they opened the gates. So we wanted to experience the full day out, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So we had a nice cushy seating area behind the goal.
Yeah, we did have a look on the TV to try and see if we could see you, but there were far too many shiny heads for us
to
spot. Particularly on, you know, the fact that we then saw your camera perspective and
behind the
right
goal.
In the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaded out. Anyway, so, yeah, the game was good. We had a bit to eat in there beforehand, which was all part of the package, and a few beers, so that was nice. And then the match was on and halftime came and we had another beer, which was part of the package. And then when the match was over, there's no pubs in the vicinity of the stadium. I don't know whether that's an English thing, but over here, if there's a stadium, you can guarantee if there's no pubs before the stadium built, there'd be about 10 pubs after the stadium is built. But yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's grand. We got the bus back then. They're very helpful on the buses. You ask them where you want to go. You ask them where, you know, let me know what stop and they'll tell you. You know, they're very nice, you know, I have to say. But just to reiterate again that, you know, you English people love a good queue. Yeah, it's amazing, like, because queues do not work over here. They just scramble, especially getting on a bus. People just scramble. Now, I'm usually the last one on the bus and Sandra would be the first one on the bus because I say, well, the bus is not going to go anywhere and as long as there's enough seats, what's the hurry?
Yes, but if you're not scrambling to get on, you might not get a seat and then it goes. So that's what the hurry is making sure that you do get said seat.
Yeah, but if you're in the queue to get on the bus, he's not going to close the doors.
They can do if there's too many people.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
It didn't happen. It hasn't happened to me ever. So, yeah, and then, I mean, it's a day and a half. It's 2 days more. Day and a half, right? So, you're not going to see anything sightseeing-wise. You're just going to go to the match, get some grub, and go back to bed.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, and you're up the next day, you have your breakfast, and you're practically in the airport again. So, it's a good hour's drive away from the airport. We got a bus back to the airport because initially we got a Uber from the airport to the Premier Inn, which wasn't too far away. And then we got a taxi from the Premier Inn to the stadium, which was quite, you know, it's a good half hour's journey. But included in the package was €10 off your Uber taxi or whatever. So he used that because, as you know, my phone is absolutely useless when I go away, so I couldn't really use it for anything other than buying stuff like food or whatever.
Yeah.
It's handy that you can use your card on the bus, or your bank card on the bus over there.
Yeah, the bus and the underground.
Because they haven't got that over here yet, you know, slow as we are as usual. So that was handy. Yeah, so, yeah, overall it was nice. No delays coming back either. But, you know, when you're in the airport, you're just sweaty and sticky and you just want to have a shower when you get home. But, anyway, totally enjoyable. Then that was a bank holiday anyway. The Monday was a bank holiday for us, so that was grand. I was back on the Monday and then Tuesday came. It was absolutely torrential out and I went, you know what? I'm not going to bother going into college today because why not?
Because you've nearly finished.
Hmm. And also, I might as well enjoy my college life while I still can before it's over. So, yeah, so I didn't go in until today. Which, in hindsight, probably didn't need to go in either because I walk in. I have this thing about walking into town, walking into college and getting the bus home. Well, I walked in today. It was torrential rain.
That's quite a lot of rain.
It was quite heavy. It's not that, you know, the misty rain that, you know, eventually soaks you. This was proper rain, like, you know, this was, I said, I'll put on my rain trousers and I'll put on my rain jacket, which is supposed to be waterproof. But unfortunately, I didn't have waterproof runners. So, by the time I got into just around the corner from college, there's a Penny's there. I had to go in and buy a pair of socks and a pair of runners. Otherwise, I would have probably got rigor mortis or something in my feet. Yes, I'm sure I looked like a homeless bum when I was walking into Penny's, slurping on the floor and dripping from head to toe. But anyway, apparently this water jacket isn't really waterproof because I got blotches of water on my hoodie as well. So I looked the right state in the college. Seen a few of the young people sniggering at me, but yeah. I said, what are you sniggering at? I didn't say that, actually. So yeah. And then I am just overly excited for the arrival of Justin and Root and Mini Root, because apparently Justin doesn't know how to read the calendar.
Here we go.
Justin said he would be over on the 13th, the 12th or the 13th, the 12th or the 14th or something of that nature. But it turns out it's the 20th to the 22nd.
I thought I said the 19th, but clearly no. Even that was wrong.
Yes, clearly that was wrong. But anyway, it's all sorted now, and I believe you have booked the days off, and it's all stations go. Is that correct, Justin?
I have booked the days off. We've booked our accommodation for the car at the airport, because it's going to have to sit there for 2 days. And, yeah, we've got the flights, we've got the hotel. All okay. We need now is a column to not stand us up at the other end.
Unlike you, Justin, I make sure I'm early, and I will be on time. And a little lassave loaded banner hanging over my head, congratulating you on finally getting over here. It took you a lovely person and a girlfriend to make you come over. But after 10 years of trying to get you over here, yes, you could have went over when you were single and you would have had a free room. But there you go. You didn't take me up on the offer.
And, I've been to Dublin before.
Yeah, not to come to see me, you haven't. No. Anyway, or if you have, you didn't tell me you were in Dublin. But anyway, I look forward to that. And yeah, I've booked them 3 days off, Justin, so don't you worry.
Oh, lovely.
Might even bring you up to see me, Ma, who knows?
Well, we haven't discussed the potential to do a live recording for the next show whilst we're there.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get away with it, because it'll be a bit rude of Ruth and her daughter, or a bit rude to Ruth and her daughter to say, right, okay, well, we're just going to go and record ourselves for an hour and a half, and you
I was thinking that myself. Amuse yourself. If you was robbed for a week, maybe, but I mean, you're not even fully 3 days here, like, you know, so.
No, two nights.
2 nights. So, I mean, no, I don't think it's fair to leave them downstairs in the sitting room while we're up in the bedroom having fun. No. Anyway, so that's it, Justin. And what about yourself, Justin? How is life with you?
Life with me is infinitely better today than it was yesterday.
Ooh.
I got called to Swindon to go and attend a, and I quote, non-optional group meeting session that was being run. Apparently everyone in the company had to go there. And when I first got asked a couple of weeks ago, oh, when are you coming back? And I said, well, I'm no plans to come back. You know, I'll be back if you tell me I've got to be back. So HR said, no, you give us 2 days, like this Monday, Tuesday, or next Monday, Tuesday. So we looked at the calendar and I said, right, 5th and the 6th. And I then told my parents, yeah, I'm coming for the 5th and 6th. And then I get an email invite for a workshop on the 7th.
So you're originally coming down for the Monday and Tuesday.
And they booked it on the Wednesday.
But you came down on the Tuesday and came back on the Wednesday.
In the end, I said, right. Well, initially, I said, am I allowed to decline the meeting? And I got told, no, everyone has to go. I was like, fine, I'll change all my plans. I won't come up at the start of the week. I'll travel up on the Tuesday and I'll be gone on the Wednesday when it finishes. So I drove to Swindon in the horrible rain and I got into the office at 8:15, ready for this 9:30 meeting. And I went downstairs and as I went into the room, the guy went, oh, okay, sit there. And then he said, right, does everyone know what they're here for? And I went, no. And he said, did you not get the email? I said, yeah. He said, did you read it? I said, yeah. He said, and what wasn't clear about it? I was like, the point of why I'm here. The email just said, you did a questionnaire a few weeks ago. We're going to go over some of the stuff. And he sort of went, you don't seem like you really want to be here. And I said, no, I don't.
Good lad.
And he went, well, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be. And I said, he said, you can leave. And I said, are you sure? He looked at the door over his shoulder and he went, yeah. So I went, okay, thank you. Got up, picked up the cup and walked out. And
brilliant.
I got a couple of looks from the other people in the room as if to go, I can't believe he's just done that. But I was like, no, I asked. The guy said, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be. And so I left. Anyway, I used the time to do some training with one of my colleagues. And after about an hour or so, the HR rep came out and looked a bit confused. And she went, aren't you supposed to be downstairs? And I went, yep. And she said, they haven't kicked you out, have they? And I went, no. But he said, if I didn't want to be there, I didn't have to be. And she kind of, she had that look of, I don't know what to say or how to react to the words you've just used. And then she was like,
only okay just, then. Only Justin could do this.
And then I called my manager and I was like, do you think I'm going to get into trouble? And she said, I might. As in, she might. Because she wasn't in the office to tell me to go back down there. And I was like, no, I wouldn't have gone back down there anyway because the guy said you didn't have to be here when I was originally told you do. So I worked till about 2 o'clock and then effectively went for my lunch break and then said, right, I'm going home now. And I drove home.
That was on Tuesday or on the Wednesday?
That was Wednesday. So, yeah, so I drove up Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon I came home.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, that was fun.
Hmm. Have you heard anything? No, you haven't heard it back
No, they're okay. Still very much running the workshops. But
did you find out what the workshops was about? Or?
Well, I asked one of the guys who was in the room. I was like, you know, did I miss anything? Was it a complete waste of time? And he just sort of said, well, if they actually follow through with any of our suggestions, then it will be worth it. I went, yeah, so it was a waste of time then. Because, you know, companies like, what I think has happened is the company sent around a questionnaire to ask for, you know, honest feedback on what's going on in the company. So now they're having these workshops where they're going to make people say, what can we do to fix it?
Yeah.
And then when any new like rules or procedures are brought in, they're going to go, well, you can't complain because this was your decision.
Yeah.
You know, so I reckon it's the classic, we don't want to take the blame for the company direction if we say you have had ownership of it.
Well, it sounds like that, but it also sounds like they're clueless of what they're doing as well.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, I wasn't going to sit in a room for 2 hours.
And not get anything out of it.
Where I would have just tried to do my best to sit there and be non-communicative. Which was my original plan, was just to sit there and go, I've got no idea and I'm not helping.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. other than that, as we've alluded to, yeah, stuff is all ready for heading to Dublin in a couple of weeks. With regards to flights, though, I'm now trying to look on various websites to see about flights to go to Greece at the end of September, because I have been speaking with the Northern Ireland Blood Bowl team after I somehow got myself ranked in the top 10 for the country.
Yeah.
And there is an event happening in September called Euro Bowl, and they asked me to go. This is after there's going to be an event at the end of June, the Home Nations League, Home Nations Tournament, which is in Loughborough. And initially they asked for volunteers to go to that because of people flying over from Belfast or wherever. And I went, oh, it's just a 2.5-3 hour drive for me, so I haven't got any flights to worry about. I can go. And they were like, okay, you're in the team then. So, and because I'm in the team for that, they then said, oh, well, you know, we're going to make sure we've got team shirts, so you'll have one. Do you want to go to Greece as well? I had originally spoken to Ruth and sort of said I wasn't particularly planning to go. But when they asked me, I did sort of say to her, look, I'd like you to give me your honest answer, not the answer you think I want to hear.
Yeah.
And she thought about it and then just said, you'll have fun, go on and go. Because I had talked to her about the idea of if I got invited to, say, come out with me and, you know, have a holiday, effectively. And she said, yeah, but it wouldn't work, would it? Because for two of those days, you're going to be sat in a room playing games.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, I guess so. But I do feel a little selfish.
And so you should, Justin.
Going on my own, but...
I'll go with you.
You can come. There's... I think the Ireland boys are flying from Cork.
Nah, forget it.
The Northern Ireland team were trying to book the same hotel, and so that they could all obviously hang out together. That was full, so we've got an apartment nearby, and I just look like there's someone's. Put the photo up and said, I can get this for this much. And we're like, yeah, we'll have that. And then I said this morning, I was like, you do realise that all the Ireland boys are going to, rather than go back to their dingy hotel, are going to want to just hang out in our apartment. So we're going to have to kick them out to go back to bed. Because, we're staying around the corner. But that's going to be in a few months' time, so... Lots to get used to by then, and I'm trying to organise flights at the moment because flights to Greece are a bit weird.
Mm.
It might even end up cheaper me trying to fly from Gatwick, which is on the other side of London from here because it's on the south of London, or I might be able to do a Ryanair flight out from Stansted and fly back to Gatwick with a different airline or something like that, depending on what's cheapest. So, yeah, I'm going to have to do a bit of juggling around. But when I did look about return flight, if I want... obviously, when you've come here, you've just done it on hand luggage.
Yeah. But
I'm going to need to probably be there for a good couple of days.
Yeah.
2 days for the tournament itself, plus... time ahead and time afterwards. So on top of that, we're going to have our box of miniatures. I'm going to need to take a suitcase. And of course, Ryanair, that's like, oh yeah, well, that'd be another 80 quid.
Yeah.
And I saw today something on one of the news articles saying that airlines are going to start weighing customers.
That does not surprise me.
And it doesn't surprise me after the year that I... went to check my bag and they went, oh, it's 2 kilos over. And I went, okay, I'll fix that. And so I took it out of the queue, opened the bag, chucked everything into my pockets, and then went and checked back in again and it was 4 kilos under. And they didn't weigh me.
Brilliant.
Ruth said to me earlier, she said, you can always just, you know, wear all of your clothes on the way out. You'll be hot. and it will be September in Greece. But it does at least mean that any euros we get out to go to Dublin, anything I don't spend, unfortunately, it doesn't mean I'll go, hey, there you go, Colm, you can have all our spare money. It means I can go, ah, Greece is on the euro as well. I've got money for when I go to Greece.
Yeah, God forbid you'd give me any of your shit money.
Look, the money you gave me, it's not shit. My fault. It's not my fault. It was out of date and I had to take it into the bank.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so other than that, the only other thing of late is, I don't know if you've been watching Twitter or X, but someone might think that the world is about to end in the world of gaming.
Yeah.
Because
the rumours about Xbox is pathetic.
It's nuts.
Like, what difference does it make if you're an Xbox gamer? It's not going to make any difference if you're an Xbox gamer. And if you're a PS5 gamer, you're probably a PS5 gamer for the one reason that you're not into Gears of War or Halo, and that's your console of choice. So just having the option of them games coming to your console is not going to make much of a difference. And if you ask me, Microsoft is looking to get some of that money back that they spent billions on acquiring Activision and acquiring Bethesda. And because they've only released a handful of games so far on their platform, they're obviously looking to get reclaim money. So it's looking good that the next Skyrim will be Elder Scrolls 6 will be on every platform.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But the thing that got me, right, so let's be clear, at time of recording, because by no statement or anything has been released,
yeah,
but when the show comes out, there should have been an announcement, because I believe Phil Spencer has now said, we hear you, we'll be going to be making an announcement soon. So by the time the show comes out, there might be an announcement. But the main suggestion, like you said, is that Microsoft is looking at porting Xbox IPs to the PlayStation. And that has led to people melting down. People who are influencers, you know, Xbox players, making a point of literally going out and buying a PS5 and photographing themselves buying it, showing this is how much, like, you've hurt me with this announcement or lack of announcement. It's like, don't be so pathetic. They don't owe you anything.
Yeah, well, them YouTubers are only doing that for the clickbait as well. The majority of people really couldn't care less. The majority of gamers probably don't even know this debacle exists or care even it exists. I mean, I would like to know the percentage of gamers on an Xbox that just end up buying FIFA every year or end up buying Call of Duty every year and don't buy any other games. I mean, you know, there's not a load of collies out there in the world. There's only, you know, a handful of us. So, you know.
If you look at it from the other side, a few years ago, Sony made the announcement of, we're going to start bringing some titles to PC.
Yeah.
And the same reaction happened. People are like, oh, what's the point of me having a console then? It's like, to be able to just turn the thing on and not have to go through 6 patches.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Anyone that's a console gamer in today's market realistically could be a PC gamer.
It's the same shite on YouTube now that about the Switch 2. I mean, every hour you get somebody coming on saying, oh, the next rumour, the Switch 2 is going to be 8 inches LED or LCD and it's not going to be an OLED and all this crap.
Oh, it's going to be dual screen.
Well, there's so many different rumours. Nobody knows.
That's why they got rid of the Diaz. And then there's also been, don't forget, there's also been a suggestion that Sony is going to release a new handheld console that will play PS4 games.
Yeah, so they're always doing research and development, these companies. I mean, the only good thing about, I'll say, about Nintendo is they're very good at keeping their secrets hidden.
Yeah.
Because when the Switch came out, nobody was expecting it to be what it was. Like, you know, when the Wii came out, when your man came on the stage and just the controller and everybody's going, well, that's bonkers. That's not going to sell. And it sold millions.
But then when they tried that with the Wii U, everyone went, oh, okay, it's an upgrade for the Wii then.
Well, that's exactly what my brother said. He had a Wii and he went, well, there's no point in getting the Wii U because it's an upgrade for the Wii. And I went, it's not. It's a new console. Oh, is it? So, yeah. So, you know, I'll give it to Nintendo. They're very good at keeping their secrets close to their chest. But it's probably because if anybody let a secret out, they'd probably lock them up in prison and for life or something like that. But Microsoft is probably the worst for keeping secrets. Like, you know, the new discless Xbox that's coming out next year or whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you had the Series S, which was white. Now you've got the Series S, which is black, which has 1 gig of memory or
1 terabyte, whatever. Yeah,
well, twice as much as the white one, yeah. And like you say, the next will be the circular or cylindrical Xbox rather than the square one.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, it's still going to play your game, so what's the problem? Ah, well.
People just like to complain.
Do they? But I think it's just a handful of people on social media making all this up and raising it. You know, there's a handful of YouTubers on there that like to, you know, and they're mostly American. Excuse, no disrespect to my American friends or American people that live and listen to this beautiful podcast. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that the hype that goes on, I don't believe it's that bad. Like, I mean, any of my friends are now just going, well, get over it. What's the big deal? It's not going to make any difference to me. You're not getting hyped about it. So what? What's the problem? They have to make, at the end of the day, it's a business. And if they have to recoup their money, they'll do whatever have to be done. In the long run, I can actually, and you can probably say the same, you'll probably agree with me, I can actually see Microsoft being a service rather than having a console. But that's probably not until the next 10 years or so, when everybody else will probably do the same thing. Why wouldn't they? You know what I mean?
Equally, it could
get... It's a subscription service.
Yeah, you could get to a state in the future where there is just one platform because everyone is a developer for that one platform at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's effectively what happens with the PC.
Yeah.
You have the PC
platform. Well, it's a platform, but it's... The PC platform is harder to develop for because you've got all different variations of PCs.
Yeah, it's constantly evolving.
Yeah, so on top of that, the majority of people on Steam still have a GTX 1650 or whatever, you know, one of the lower ends. The majority of players still have them graphics cards. So, you know, people don't rush out to buy the latest graphics card every 2 years or whatever, or every year they come out. So, yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be able to anyway because, you know, all the crypto miners have got them all.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as it was. But, I mean, CEXL, a GTX 4050 for like 1,200 quid. You're just going, really? Who's going to buy that? Come on, lads. You know, so yeah, anyway.
Well, interesting times indeed.
Yeah.
So let's move on to talking about some things we've been watching, because I know I've watched some very strange things of late to the point I've been scratching my head and going, huh? But let's start with you. What have you been watching?
We'll be right back. Okay, well, I sort of... I used to watch True Detective. I watched the first two seasons of True Detective, right?
Yeah.
And I believe the latest one is out now, season 4. So they're not connected in any way, so...
No.
I think I did... I got season 4, episode 1 from my friend. And I watched it, and it seems okay. I mean, it's got Jodie Foster in it, and it's set in the Arctic, and it's, you know, mysterious and all this sort of... I always equate True Detective has a Fargo vibe about it, you know, that type of thing. So, I mean, the first season was quite gruesome. Andrew McConaughey in it.
Matthew McConaughey,
yeah, that's him. And
Andrew McConaughey.
And the other fella.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, thanks. But the second season had Colin Farrell in it, and it just wasn't, it didn't hit the mark. And I believe the second season is probably rated the worst out of the four of them so far. But I was reading, I got the other two episodes of season 4 somewhere, and I haven't watched them yet, but I believe the scores are going rapidly down for that too. But so I decided I'd watch season 3 because I've never watched it. And it's about the disappearance of two young siblings. So a boy and a girl, Will and Julie Purcell. They vanish from their home in a small Arkansas town. And so detectives Wayne Hayes and Roland West are assigned to the case. You can tell I'm reading this off Copilot. And so it's sort of... It's set in the 80s, so it goes to, it twixes between the 80s to the 90s and today, if you know what I mean. So the same copper.
You sound like you're doing a tagline for a radio station. Great music from the 80s, 90s and today.
So it sort of jumps back and forth between them three timelines. And of course, the detective involved he was in Nam back in the 80s, and he was a tracker, so he's very good at tracking stuff. So he discovers the body of the boy, but they never find the girl. So, you know, it's all centered around the mysterious what happened and all that stuff. So I've only watched 3 episodes of that, so I haven't actually watched the full thing yet, but it seems good. It seems interesting enough. Then when on Sunday night when I got home from the match, so Die Hard was on the telly, so I had to watch Die Hard again. And then I see it's been too long now. I have to sort of take notes now, don't I, really? So then I watched The Red Ghost. And it's a horror war thriller. Set in 1941, obviously.
I can tell it had a lasting impression on you, because you've had to look it up.
It wasn't great. I'm not really one for subtitles, but I stuck it out. And, you know, it's about this legendary soldier called the Red Ghost who, you know, helps the resistance and all that stuff against the Germans. And yeah, it was okay. It was one of them Amazon shit flicks, you know. the ones you don't watch. So then I watched another one called 6 Years Gone.
I'm guessing that's about someone who hasn't seen someone for about 6 years.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's about, this was okay. This was another horror thriller, actually. 6 years have passed since the chilling abduction of Carrie Dawson's beautiful daughter. Of course, no, this wasn't great either. This was a BBC. This looked like it should have been on the BBC or something. So her daughter is abducted from outside her school, and she's basically slave labor. You know, she's people carrier, slave, thingamajigs, or whatever you call them. She's taken into prostitution, basically.
Right.
And the mother is single mother, and yeah, it sort of goes through that sort of storyline of how she's, you know, she investigates herself because the police aren't doing nothing about it, and she gets into prostitution herself to get to the main man who wants to, who abducted her, basically, anyway.
Yeah.
She finds out who abducted her. It was her friend's husband who abducted her for this bunch of gangsters, you know, so, yeah, it was, this is why I don't really watch films on, you know, these streaming channels, because they tend to be really crap. No, and I won't say crap, but mediocre, and especially when they say, oh, this is the number one film in the list. Yeah, because they're all shit. And the last one was Acts of Violence. So, this is why I tend to just stick to my Lord of the Rings, because I enjoy watching them or whatever, you know, like even the shit, you know, Star Wars or something like that, 'cause you know what you're getting. So this is, the film focuses on the lives of McGregor brothers. Two of the brothers, Declan and Brandon, have served in the military and possess expertise in weapons. This was okay. Apparently, his one of the brothers' fiance gets abducted and is brought into prostitution again. I don't know. There was definitely a prostitution must have been on my mind for a while there. I don't know. But anyway, Bruce Willis is in it. This is why I like, I don't mind a bit of Bruce Willis, but, you know, in fairness, he does star in some shit ones as well as some mediocre ones. So he's the detective in this, and yeah, and the detectives aren't doing anything, so the brothers go on a little crusade to get their sister back, future sister-in-law back, I suppose. And yeah, it's okay. I wouldn't recommend any of the movies I watch, actually. 9 times out of 10, I rarely get a gem that I say, well, that was actually good, or freaky, or whatever. But anyway, so there you go, Justin. Mediocre at best. What about yourself, Justin?
Well, I've been watching some good things, some bad, some strange things. Most recently, Ruth and I have had Disney Plus on, and you know, sometimes, like you say, with the streaming, you just kind of think, oh, well, let's give that a go. We took a punt on a animation that's called Koala Man. And the concept is, it's Australian. This bloke decides that in his local neighbourhood, he's wants to be a superhero. And he has a koala mask that he uses to become Koala Man. And
okay,
tries to, you know, thwart local crimes and stuff.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's mental. We've the first episode, I can't remember what happened, but something like bizarre happened, and I just looked at Ruth and I said, well, I guess we're watching all of this then. And there's this like really, really buff guy who I think is like the town mayor, and he's voiced by Hugh Jackman, so it's not like complete terrible cast. But it's just so bizarre. Like one episode they had they call them the tradies, which is like all the bricklayers and, you know, road sweepers and things like that, people that do civil service jobs.
Yeah.
And they so you know, they're heroes in Australia, whereas everyone else, people don't really give them too much thought.
Yeah.
And so there's four of these effectively are super powered, and he ends up having a fight with them. And you've just got to try the first episode to then go,
yeah, whether you like it or not.
this is mental. Yeah.
Okay.
And other than that, on Disney Plus, I have watched Marvel's Echo. This is the spin-off from the Hawkeye series with the character known as Echo, who is deaf and has a... She's an amputee.
Hmm.
Lower leg amputee.
Yeah.
And she tries to save her family / American Native American tribe area from the forces of the Kingpin.
Hmm. Is this better?
It's quite a bit more more grown up and ruthless and stuff.
Gruesome, yes.
Yeah. But it also goes off the rails a bit when they start going, oh, okay, well, yes, she's descendant of this Native American tribe who are, you know, kind of gods or something. So that's how they inevitably make out that she's now going to be a Marvel superhero or supervillain or whatever.
Yeah.
She's super.
Good.
It couldn't decide what it wanted to be, really, I don't think.
It's trying to be too many things.
Yeah, I don't know if it's trying to be a redemption thing or what, but I mean, I watched it all. I don't feel like I wasted my time, but the fact that you don't hear anyone talking about it probably says all you need to know.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday last week, Ruth and I had the day to ourselves, so I took her to the cinema to go in the 4DX seats and watch Argyle.
Argyle, okay. What's this about?
Argyle is apparently bombing badly in the cinema, but we didn't mind. We had quite a few laughs, and you know, having the 4DX, I guess, helped. You remember how when you went with us, you were sort of giggling throughout the film because of the chair moving and stuff like that? There was clearly a bunch of ladies in the row behind us, or the one behind that, certainly behind us somewhere, who this must have been their first experience because they were wetting themselves laughing all the way through the film. And Ruth was sort of giggling, knowing the experience that these people had been through, because, like you, she'd only been through it on the previous trip. And as far as the film goes, you've got a woman who is a writer who happens to tell a story of like a spy agency going rogue, and then it turns out that what she's written in this book actually happened. So the spy agency think that she knows more than she's lets on, and you know, she has to go on the run with another spy who is Sam Rockwell.
Yeah,
but it starts off with Henry Cavill playing a spy, but then you find out that he is like the main character in the book she's writing, and because this guy Rockwell is a genuine spy, while she's talking to him, like Cavill flashes in front of her eyes and like as if he's talking to her, so she gets a bit like dreamy, mistaking everything. For all it is, like, I don't understand why it's bombing. I really enjoyed it. Ruth really enjoyed it. I think if you go in knowing this is a Matthew Vaughn film, it's going to be a little bit, you know, over the top with artistry and colour and things like that. And then it gets to the end, and then there's a suggestion that it's linked into the Kingsman franchise.
Right, okay, I think I've seen a poster of this, yeah.
So, I don't know how that ties in. I did mean to actually make a point to try and look up whether they were saying that Kingsman was based later, or Kingsman is part of the maybe one of the stories she writes or something. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
And most biggest film I watched also at the cinema, I decided to go and see it before it stopped, was Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. The last DC Extended Universe film. Well, pardon the pun, but it's jumped the shark. If you want to sum this film up, just go on YouTube. You may have heard of the YouTube channel Honest Trailers.
Yes.
Yeah, well, go and watch the YouTube on Honest Trailers. Go and watch the Honest Trailers for Aquaman, and you get an idea. They've tried to effectively say, oh, remember the bad guy from the first film? Yeah, he's back, and he's just as mad. And this time he's going to try and find some made-up word that they're all going to keep saying, and they're going to use it to create global warming on a massive scale and raise the temperature of the Earth and stuff. It's not a good film, Colin. It's not a good film. And there was so much CGI. I mean, obviously, it was an Aquaman film. You're going to have a lot of CGI underwater. Yeah. But imagine Nicole Kidman, well, just, you know, hanging on to some underwater propellant craft, like some like underwater jet ski or something, but then also being able to leap around like a superhuman and do it all at 100 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Just no. it's not good. Oh, dear. And other than that, last week and this week, there were PlayStation's State of Play videos. The one last night, or not, earlier this week, was on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, coming soon. And what I was surprised at was the fact that they went, oh yes, well, thanks to the fact that we're releasing this on PlayStation 5 and not PS4, well, I don't think they quite said that, but they basically said, because it's only coming out on PS5, we can use the SSD to produce all these wonderful, glorious pictures without no slowdown, and we can lock it at 4K, or we can lock it at 30 frames per second and stuff like that. And I don't know if it meant to feel like it, but it did seem like a dig where some people have said, oh, well, Xbox, because they're having to release everything on their Series S, maybe they can't lock these things at this minimum. Because, of course, Final Fantasy VII Remake, the first one, came out on the PS4 and then the PS5, and you could get the upgrade. And then they had that weird situation where they released it on PS Plus and went, oh, by the way, if you've got the PS Plus version, you can't download the expansion we're going to release as DLC. You need to go out and buy the game. And, of course, that upset a lot of people. But the week before, when they showed lots of different games, some new VR stuff coming out, and then they put a lot of attention into talking about the new Death Stranding game. And
which isn't coming out till 2025, I believe. Is that correct?
It's certainly going to be a while, yeah. But after that, oh, look, let's have Hideo Kojima talking and let him say how he's going to make a franchise that's all about stealth and slightly militaristic and doesn't sound at all like it's a Metal Gear Solid game, except that he's not allowed to call it Metal Gear Solid. It was just, I don't get why everyone makes out that, well, I say everyone, lots of people make out that the guy is a genius. He just likes making feature-length movies that occasionally you have some interaction with. Having said that, I do have Death Stranding installed on the PlayStation and plan to actually play it at some point.
That's good.
So that's it, really. That's what I've been playing. That's what I've been watching.
Cool.
So, listener comments. Now, last show, we didn't have any listener comments because Ian BitDead77 tweeted in just after we'd recorded with, "Brilliant show, gents, and Happy New Year to you both." And that was in relation to episode 3.36.
Yes, so I replied with, "Thank you, Ian. Happy New Year to you as well, buddy."
Yeah, he said, "Thank you, Colin. Hope you're well."
Which I replied, "I'm good. Still in college, extremely mature student. Finished in March, then off out into the real world to see if I can get a job. The world is my oyster. Lol."
Now, Now, at this point, I did think extremely mature or extremely immature.
But, bit of bold, Justin.
But Ian did say, you go forth and spread your wings. Just don't put your back out. Which I thought was quite
of mean. Course, yes. Very like, good,
quite
yes.
Quite funny, but also mean. And then a few days later, we had a fantastic show, guys, when he listened to 3.37. So thank you, Ian. I did at this point say, did you guess many of the quiz answers? He said, no, I'm awful with game ratings.
As many people. But that was a good fun. We'll be doing another one next time.
Good. So with the fact that there was the Xbox Developers Direct and the PlayStation State of Play videos recently, the question of the fortnight that I put out was, Justin and Colm are recording on Monday, Thursday. We'd like to know, with the recent Xbox Developer Direct and PlayStation State of Play, do you try and watch these shows live for a surprise, or wait and look into the specific games that interest you afterwards? Excited for 2024? Question mark. Now, if I had have had more characters and it wouldn't have gone over the limit, I would have said, like, or do you just wait for the backlash on Twitter?
Yeah, exactly. So, Dave at Yellowbug 1969, I used to really look forward to them at one point in time, but I'm not bothered to it any for a few years now. If there's anything that gets my attention, I'll check it out on YouTube rather than sit through a showcase. Yeah, I wait till it's over and then I get the best bits of the showcase.
You skim read the case notes.
Yeah.
Paul W at just_wondering_ says, I generally skim through them, have a quick look at each of the games, but I tend to look a little longer at the ones that pique my interest.
Thank you, Paul. Lee B at Manic7Muppet8. I like watching them, but rarely being able to watch them live recently. Try to avoid spoilers and watch the recording a few days after the live event for the surprise.
Yeah, lovely. Tony at VVickerman73. He's got a new... I think...
He's back on Twitter again.
I think he's lost... Shut down his old account. He's got...
Yeah.
Says, I just see what at Yellow Egg 1969 has bought.
Exactly. Tim Paulin, a.k.a. Captain Bacon at Tim Paulin. Haven't watched either one in years. I rely on my favourite podcast to give the rundown. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Hopefully, even though we haven't really given you much information, we still are listed in that category. Trafford's Game Network at Trafford GN says, used to watch live with the E3 when the E3 presentations were on. Tend to watch afterwards now. God, I miss the days of staying up till 2 in the morning just to watch show after show, and then everyone would be talking about it the next day, and now you're like, just give me the bits I need to know about.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Mr. Colley.
Yeah.
Do you try and watch these things? Did you watch the Xbox One? Are you looking forward to an alleged Nintendo Direct? Because they seem to release those at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon for us these days.
They certainly do. I'm not really bothered with the Switch 2, to be honest with you. I'm not getting excited by it at all. Like.
You've got the Switch 2. It's called your Steam Deck.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm quite happy with that. Now, nothing's really exciting me at the moment. I'm not bothered, to be honest with you. I sort of have gone down a little... You know me, Justin, I like to have these fascinations with things. And I sort of have gone down the little rabbit hole. Well, it's not a little rabbit hole, it's a fucking huge rabbit hole of collecting PS3 games, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And playing them too.
Well, if there's anything you're after, Well, you've finished Metal Gear Solid 4 now, so I can't even offer to give you that.
No, there is one game I'm after, even though I have it digitally, and I have Mass Effect 2 and 3, but I don't have Mass Effect 1. So if you happen to see it on your journey. Yeah, okay, cool.
I've got I've got the collectors, haven't I? The,
Ah, no, I don't want that.
Well, that was the only way you could get hold of it physically.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? That's why I can't find it anywhere.
That's why at one point I had three different copies of Mass Effect 3, because I had the original with the reversible cover, the digital, and the collector's edition.
Oh, thanks for... No, that's grand. I'll find it somewhere. I'll get it. So that's why I can never find it in... You can only find it on the Xbox, but you can't find it on the PS3, because... Originally, Mass Effect was an Xbox exclusive. Yes. That's right. Yes.
And when they did release it on the PS3, they used the Mass Effect 3 engine, so it looked a lot better.
Yeah, that's right.
But it still handles badly in the Mako and things. And it still has less good graphics than what you hoped for.
Yeah. All right. So I was just wondering, because I couldn't get Mass Effect 1, but you can get it for Xbox 360, all right. Oh, that's why. You can't get it. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, Ruth's got it on Xbox 360, because I bought the trilogy when we started seeing each other.
No, I haven't done Xbox, I think. Yeah. No, it's grand. Okay, that's why. Yeah, all right, thanks for that update, Justin. That's all. Okay. Some podcast mentions, Game Burst, 60 Minutes With, Here's Out, Lapse Gamer Radio, Pure Dead Gaming.
Pure Dead Gaming?
Yeah. It's quite funny, actually. Yeah. It's not bad. Okay.
Well, it'd be better when they have a certain guest host on it.
No, I'm sure they will.
Go on, spread your wings.
Oh, not me. Oh, Jesus.
Right. Okay, well... Let's wrap this bad boy up and ask, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at MultiPlatman and Twitch, not so much these days. I just can't be bothered. You know yourself, Justin. twitch.tv/solemn67. And where can people find you if they want to get hold of your lovely toys?
They can find me on Twitter at Onya6. We have the podcast Twitter of at Last Save Loaded, and you can email the show at lastsaveloaded@gmail.com.
Sweet.
We're out of here. Next time to record is probably going to be before we meet up, maybe, because I think it'll make more sense to do that before I fly than do it in the few days we'll have afterwards.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for a couple of weeks' time for talking about what games we're playing. And Colin can tell you all about his experiences with Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, yeah. You were right, Justin. A 2.5-hour cutscene at the end. I was laughing to myself. I go, so this is the 2.5-hour cutscene Justin's talking about. And then the credit roll, and then it's another bit, and then it's more. Yeah.
Yes,
I enjoyed it.
But it's the big reveal of Big Boss.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I enjoyed it more than I thought it'd be. But anyway, I'll discuss that in two weeks' time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. So,
thank you, Justin.
All that remains to be said is it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Bye.